I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Speaking at the Synod of Bishops, Cardinal Mark Ouellette, prefect of the Congregation for Bishops, stated he believes women need to be much more integrated into ecclesial life in order to help battle clericalism and an increased notion of masculinity. The cardinal also said he agrees with the working document, which noted that there can be, at times, quote, an ecclesial inability to recognize, welcome, and foster the creativity of the feminine genius. Stated he believes women need to be much more integrated into ecclesial life in order to help battle clericalism and an increased notion of masculinity. The Justice Department has charged a Russian woman over her part in a conspiracy to meddle with the 2018 midterm elections. Prosecutors charged the 44-year-old woman with conspiracy to defraud the United States and said she was in charge of the finances for a foreign influence campaign that was set up to, quote, sow discord in the U.S. political system. The ways in which the operation would create discord was to push arguments and false information online on a number of issues, including immigration, gun control, and the NFL national anthem protests. Around the time the charges were being announced, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence stated there was concern over, quote, ongoing campaigns by Russia, China, and Iran looking to interfere in the 2018 and 2020 elections. Turkish investigators spoke to staff from the Saudi consulate asking questions over the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Officials are looking into the possibility that Khashoggi's remains were taken outside Istanbul. Turkey's foreign minister denied reports that they had shared an alleged audio recording of the killing with the United States, but stated they would share some of the, quote, evidence with the world. Khashoggi disappeared on October 2nd after entering the consulate to retrieve paperwork he needed to marry his fiancée, who is Turkish. Saudi Arabia has denied the claims that he was killed inside the consulate. Gary Morton, the editor of Wilmington, Delaware Diocese's newspaper The Dialogue, has died at the age of 68. Morton spent 50 years in journalism, first starting in mainstream news. He worked at the Fort Worth Press, Waco Tribune, and Abilene Reporter News before shifting his work towards his faith and working at the Florida Catholic and then The Dialogue. Morton was a longtime member of the Catholic Press Association. At the time of his death, Morton had been working on a series of articles for a special edition of the paper that was to come out October 26th for the diocesan sesquicentennial. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.